This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump toured fire-ravaged areas of California Saturday, where the death toll from the so-called campfire has reached 71 people, with hundreds more missing. The president toured the ruins of the town of Paradise, which was consumed by the campfire. He praised the efforts of local law enforcement and firefighters and pledged to work with California's government to prevent such blazes in the future.
I will say, I think you're going to have, hopefully this is going to be the last of these, because this was a really, really bad one. And I know Gavin's committed, we're all committed, I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected.
Meanwhile, the Woolsey Fire in Southern California has killed at least three people and scorched huge swaths of land near Los Angeles. Heavy rain is forecast for California next week, which could compound problems by causing mudslides in areas denuded of vegetation. The Trump administration is taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official as saying American intelligence agencies concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The State Department says reports that the government has made a final conclusion about the role Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have played in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi are inaccurate. Those reports cited a U.S. official who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there remain numerous unanswered questions, and the department will continue to seek all relevant facts. The Saudi government has denied the claim that the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.